Hey, this is Monty Cook, creator of Talus, Arcana Evolved, and my brand new project, DungeonAday.com. And you're listening to the very cool Talus Evolved, presented by the Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven Podcast.
The Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven proudly present Thousand Monkeys production of a Monty Cook adventure. Talus, the Night of Dissolution. An adventure for Dungeons & Dragons 4th edition. Following the threads of a hidden conspiracy, six heroes find themselves up against insane cultists, wild chaos magic, and horrors from the primordial days of the world. Urban intrigue, dungeon exploration, and high action span the grand city of Talus, the city by the spire. Join these heroes as they explore a former brothel, the laboratory of the dreaded surgeon in shadows, and even secret temples of chaos cults. Can these intrepid adventurers stave off the night of dissolution, a dark time long foretold when the slumbering lords of chaos will awaken in their hidden lairs deep below Talus, and bring catastrophe to the world?
Oh, hello. Pleasure for you to stop by. I'm Sir Hercule Gaston. If you'd like a PDF for your lovely RPG collection, go to rpgnow.com. Don't just go there now. Or go there through canadiancrusaders.com or vorpalnetwork.com. What affiliates, you know. It's absolutely smashing. Cheerio!
Powers, it has a check mark next to it. Okay. And the PC is disrupted. The demon guy is disrupted too. I get plus 8 damage against, plus D8 damage against him.
Okay.
Bye.
You, sir?
Bye. Have a good day.
Yeah, that'd have been it for me, and then Kaya went.
Alright. Now one guy gets to go. How does one guy escape?
It's versus either my fortitude or reflex defense.
What action does he have to use to do that?
Oh, shit. I can move as well.
It doesn't say. It just says, if the target attempts to escape, the hand uses your fortitude or reflex. So.
And it grabs. No, that's
I need to say versus.
It is a grab. Okay. But it's escaping a grab.
I say versus the restrain.
Okay. That is a move action. So as a move action, he will try to escape the grab.
So is it whatever's higher?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whichever is higher.
Okay.
And what is it?
19.
He
has to beat it.
With what?
Acrobatics or athletics.
That probably depends.
Oh, wait, no.
It's escaping a grab.
Escape is making an acrobatics check or acrobatics check versus reflex or athletics check versus fortitude, which I'm
actually
guessing is versus whatever versus that thing, right?
Yeah, so basically whatever skill higher, I guess he can use.
Yeah.
Because.
Okay. He escapes.
Okay. That's a
he got a 22.
That's a move action.
That was a move action. Oh, yeah. He takes damage from being in the field.
Yeah. How much does he take this turn?
9 points. This is all radiant damage, by the way.
He's not that type of demon.
Let's see.
He actually enjoys radiant damage.
Oh, okay.
He does very much so.
It makes him a little giddy.
Yeah.
Shifting is not a move action. Well,
shifting is a move action.
It is a move action.
Shifting is a move action, yes. Mm-hmm. And at this point, he will. Alright, he's burned his standard. He's going to have to. He will try and hit Beric.
Hmm. He's burned his move.
Move. Yeah.
Yes, he's burned his move, so he still has a standard left. Mm-hmm. He will use that to try and.
He's still marked by me anyway.
Beric. 27 hit your AC, Beric?
Yes.
Okay. You're on fire.
Okay.
Take 12 points of damage and 5 ongoing fire.
Okay.
Third. Stand up as a move. attack recharges.
It's all right, Moxie.
She stands up.
I don't think Eric will step on you.
Let's see.
He stood up since your last action.
Silence. Yes.
You should have cursed him.
I haven't gone since.
Oh, she hasn't
stood
gone
up,
now
though.
Since you stood up.
Okay.
No. Don't chase the cat.
Leave the kitty alone.
Come here, Moxie.
Okay.
Thank you.
She will burn.
Moxie, you can just exchange laps. It's okay.
Yes, I think that's what she will do. All right, she's going to provoke from
Rand.
From Rand.
Okay. And I missed. I can't roll for a squat today.
Well, I assume AC 14 misses. Yeah. And that will be Barrett. Going into this, you had faith that Lothian would protect you from all things. Does a 25 hit your will?
Yes.
That faith is shaken.
Okay.
You take a minus 10 penalty to attack rolls until the end of your next turn.
Okay.
And.
Oh no, there's an and.
18 points of damage.
I'm down.
Okay.
Ooh. That puts me at negative 3.
Okay. That sucks. Oh, we gotta get him out of the blade barrier.
Yep.
You can sit in the chair if you really want to. You can even play Kaya if you want to. You need to grow thumbs.
Alright.
You would you rather play Tim?
And that was her. Ella is up.
Ella.
Does she still have a
healing word? No.
Healing word to give?
Nope.
She's used them both?
She's used them both. One on Tim, one on Kaya. So let me think. She's also restrained is the problem. She can't move. There's nobody next to her. If someone can get Barrett out of there, she could do Beacon of Hope, which will heal a little bit pretty much to everybody.
Probably
accept that. Yes. So she will go ahead and do Bacon of Hope.
Bacon.
Which is a close burst 3.
Okay. That will get you.
Which gets everybody except Tim and Gwen, I think.
Yeah, it does not get Gwen.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. And it gets all the enemies, too. Okay. But the... We'll do the enemies because they actually get an attack. I doubt on a 14 will hit Lucio's will.
No.
She misses the big guy's wills like I'm 412, so.
Quite high. It's ridiculously high.
And the Snake Lady, 19 versus will.
That will miss her will.
Okay. But. Everyone with allies within the burst will
Lothian?
Regain. I missed Lothian the first, okay. Lucio the first time. Everyone in the burst gains 5 hit points, though.
All Okay. Remember, so that takes you directly to 5. You don't have to bypass the negatives.
Yes.
Nice marker on your deck.
And that ends her turn. Oh, she can't do anything else at this point. And she fails to save, so she's still restrained.
Gwen, you're up.
Okay.
And you're on deck.
I am going to do telekinetic leap on Beric. Where would you like to move? Up to 5 squares.
It doesn't matter to me.
Nope, that will provoke. I mean, it'll get you out of the blade barrier, but you'll provoke from Wounded and Lucio.
Lucio is not next to me.
No, Lucio's not next to me.
Lucio's next to you, then that's fine.
Just the big guy.
It'll provoke from Wounded.
Just the big guy.
Okay.
That's fine.
All
right. Okay, tell me where you're moving. Move. I'll move you.
You want to end up here, and that way you're still gaining stuff from the consecrated ground?
Yeah.
I believe an 18 will miss your AC.
Yes, it will.
Okay. And then I'm going to do...
Oh, by the way, you can actually move in the square where the hand is, too. If anybody ever wants. Because it's...
No, that's fine.
Let's see.
Well, maybe not.
As long as I'm not in the blade barrier, I'm happy.
You're not in the blade barrier, and start your next turn, you'll get the health from them.
I'll get another 5 hit points soon. Actually, he'll get another 10 because her healing power is now restored plus 5 hit points until the end of the encounter with Bacon of Hope.
Bacon.
Now, when you slide someone, you can slide them any direction
that
you want,
power,
right?
So.
When you slide someone, you can slide them any direction that you
yes.
want. Okay. Okay, and then I'm going to try and do Curse of the Dark Dream on the big horned guy.
Okay.
And hopefully this
don't forget to curse. Lucio.
8.
Whatever his name is.
What do I have there?
Probably not enough.
No. 13?
No.
Not
enough.
And curse the big L?
Sad. Yes. My right hand's been taken over. There you go.
There's a kitty.
There's a kitty on it.
What is that action?
Okay, and then let's see.
Probably it, because move.
I did my move.
Actually, if you could have moved me to where the hand is.
Okay, that's fine too.
Okay, yeah, wherever you want to go.
Because basically the hand is kind of.
It's not there.
It is, but well, it's.
Yeah. Okay, that's it for me. I need the.
It's basically in the bad guy's square.
Need the marker. You're going to have to add that.
Blade barrier is there.
Yeah, you don't want to be there.
That was.
Hold on, hang on.
That's why I chose. The blade barrier is going through here, really? Here. So those were the only two open in the consecrated ground.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going?
The blade barrier is.
No,
there.
Don't do that.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Here and here.
Hi.
Which is why I didn't put you there in the first place, which is why I moved you to this side, so you were still getting the healing from it.
Mm hmm. Where you going?
Okay, that's fine. I can still do that.
I just finished.
That was
good. Right, so
all right, well, my standard action, I'm going to attempt to attack him with the hand again.
Okay.
Slap him both times.
All right, so... Does a 27 hit his...
Yes.
Reflex?
Had
27
reflex, yes.
Okay.
And it can't drag him in this turn, can it?
Nope.
It can't.
Can you spend an action point to do it?
I don't have an action point. Let's see. 14... 21. points of icy damage. And then I will sustain my levitation and move back one more. Yay! I don't know if he can move into the hand square. Have we ever... Can the hand do grant combat advantage?
No.
Okay, so you probably could move into a square then.
Well, and it's an ally, so you could
move through it.
And since it doesn't have form unless it's...
I mean, grasping somebody.
Right, so I would think...
Because some of the summon things you can, and some of them are actual creatures.
Top of the round, Beric, you're up.
Beric will take a second wind.
Because he can't attack anything. He's minus 10.
And also he was bloodied, so he gains...
We bought some shoelaces and little bells, and we attached them to all the doors upstairs in the hallway and stuff. Because she loves shoelaces.
So that's a standard... I am prone. I will... Standing is what, a minor?
Is it move?
Move. Okay. And I will stand. Let's move. And... And I'm done. That's what Merrick does. Right. Can't do anything with minor right now.
And Lucio's up.
Lucio's not in the consecrated ground.
No, I was just going to say, shouldn't his initiative have changed to when he was under the influence of the healing thing since he had been unconscious?
Sure. He can move up to
Minette. That would have been when he started his recovery again.
Alright, so you're up.
Just as a thought, you know?
Sure.
Can you do anything to move Lucio within two squares of me?
I can move him one square to the center of the pack this turn, if I hit with it.
I don't think it's within two squares of me. Sad.
You know, I'm trying to move him towards the blade barrier.
Ty is up. Rather on deck, I should say.
Okay. Moxie, are you going to get rid of that dice? It's like, whatever. You might sniff in there.
She rolled fairly well, though.
20 versus AC versus Lucio for the center of the pack.
He's not going to hit him.
AC is 26. Do I still have the minus 10 on my attack rolls and stuff?
Until the end of your next turn, yes.
Well, that was the end of my next turn.
Minor action, giving Rand actions. Rand will attempt to claw the snake lady. 22 versus her AC.
Will not hit her. Her AC is 23.
Yeah. Her backside AC?
Yes.
Okay.
She is not flanked, is she?
No.
Then her AC is...
I was trying.
It was a valiant attempt. But still fast.
That's fine.
Kaya is up.
All right. Well, Kaya is going to try to punch the guy right there. Let's see. It's dexterity versus AC, and a 26 versus...
Which ones?
Lucio.
Or Lucio.
Lucio.
Lucio, 26, we'll hit him.
All right, plus. And he is...
He was disrupted, so it's an additional die 8, she said.
Yeah, but I'm trying to find out. What is his, what's her actual fist attack? Oh, it's a D8 plus a D8. Oh, sure, he has that. 12. A D8 or a D... Yeah, she's got the 13.
Got to take my five.
Which he's at.
I took my five fire and I saved against at the end of the turn, by the way.
That's what she will do.
Got to do that.
Okay. Alright, he's still up. And he needs a 19 or better to escape the hand?
It depends on what he's using. Is he using acrobatics or athletics? Because I think that's how they mean. If it's athletics, it's going to be versus 4 or 2, which is 16.
Okay. It's athletics.
Then it needs a 16 or higher.
He gets a 19 and escapes the hand again.
All right. That's fine.
Then I can just Barrett, you're actually in the...
consecrated ground.
No, I mean, you are... Are you actually in the same square as the hand or not?
No, I'm not.
So you're not actually next to
no.
Okay.
But he does take damage from the consecrate.
He does take damage from the consecrated ground. How much damage did you take?
9.
I like those nines.
All right.
It is burning up my standard actions, though.
Can you see on Diabolical Grasp if I have to move them 5 squares or if I can do up 2?
I would assume it's up to 5.
Because I just have on here just 5 squares and not up 2.
Diabolical Grasp.
Mm-hmm. I think most things you...
That's right. That's right there.
Yeah, that's one. We'll get you part out for anyway.
Well, it could be either way, because, like, Fireball, I can't modify where it hits, per se, like the burst, unless I have a special feat.
You slide the target a number of squares equal to 1 plus your intelligence modifier, so not up to.
Okay. So it has to be 5 squares.
There's Diabolical Grasp.
But you could be like... Yeah, you could just go 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, it's a slide, so okay. It's yeah, like a slide.
Okay.
Be great, slide him into the thing. Yeah, that's why that would be nasty.
Coward.
2, 3. There.
He's gonna eat our.
He's gonna eat our
healer. Our vein. His jaw's
she's
gonna.
She's still restrained.
Okay.
His jaw's gonna go.
He's going to swim.
Swallowed.
And we'll hit her.
Oh no! I was right. Tim tells the future. Damn you, Tim!
Unless her AC is better than 30, she gets hit.
Oh god.
It's not.
Okay. If it is, we're having a serious talk.
Yes!
16 points of damage, plus has 5 ongoing fire. Oh.
She is bloodied.
Then Lucio gets to go. Who has Lucio marked? Sarek, do you
I have my
marked?
Sarek does, yes.
Okay.
And
Kai's like, come on, move.
Kai's got him disrupted, so.
You know you want to move. You don't want to slide, you want to move. You want to book.
Oh, it is so tempting to try to bull rush you. Because he could bull rush you into the blade barrier.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a little too tempting. He's going to try it. So he provokes from Kai.
Ooh, she almost crits.
Nice.
That would hit, just like last time. Woohoo! 15 points of damage.
Oh, and he tries to push his luck a little too far. And he drops.
Yeah, she's like, bull rush this! Crack! Oh god, my neck!
Somebody drag him over the barrier.
I'm gonna. Yeah, he's getting dragged into the
barrier. I'm fine with him becoming a fine red mist.
Who's that?
Lucio.
Oh, we could have gotten him a long time ago, though.
You gain hit points again.
I do.
Yes.
Oh, he's dead now. Yes.
Yes, they just knocked. They just knocked him down. I'm just saying, drag him over.
I will.
Yeah.
Alright. What does she have left in her bag of tricks?
Nothing. Nothing. It's empty.
She has a gun with option. No bullets.
Yes.
The nuclear option! Hit him from orbit!
That's what happened to our sheriff's deputy last night. She fired the pistol and it had one bullet in it, and that was it.
Yeah, that was it.
So she was carrying a flashlight, which wasn't helping her.
Stay away, zombies! Stay away!
All right, Ibrahim's going to provoke from... is going to provoke from Rand.
Uh, 21 versus AC.
That will not hit her. I believe her AC is 22. Let me double check, though. Her AC is 23. So, no.
15 was... I mean, I rolled a 15. That's about as good as Rand can do, and...
She will go here, I think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And...
Bigby her. Bigby her.
Well,
I don't think she's going to break out of it as well as the demon is.
Yeah, but every time I hit that demon, I've been doing...
It's okay. Keep hitting the demon.
That's gone.
We'll see what. We'll see where we're at.
It's either going to be that...
Though I would like to hold on to somebody, because then I could just sustain it, and then they just take automatic damage.
All right. And she will Lance of Faith.
Ow.
Ella.
My Chaos Deity can cast the Lance of Faith too.
What?
Does 24 hit Ella's reflex? Alrighty. Take 10 points of damage.
Ow. Okay.
She marked with the bloodied marker yet?
Yes, she is.
Okay.
And it is now Ella's turn, and then Gwen is up.
Okay.
Ella takes 5 ongoing.
Oh, God. We need to get her out of there, too.
Uh-huh.
And is still restrained.
Oh, and by the way, the blade barrier is down now.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Because she has stopped sustaining it.
Oh, well.
Okay.
We'll toss Lucio into a blender later. All right.
That's fine.
Does a 27 hit the big guy's AC?
Yes.
Okay, well, she will healing strike him.
Okay. Bitch.
That's... Actually, that's the only melee attack she has. And done some pretty sweet damage with it. Uh, 23 points of damage.
Oh.
That's radiant damage. And you or one ally within 5 squares can spend a healing surge. She will do it to herself, but she needs to stay up.
Mm-hmm.
She's worse off than Beric is. So...
She's not in the consecrate, though. But
no, but she is still affected by her Bacon of Hope. Bacon.
I hope we could find a miniature of bacon.
She's no... And she's no longer bloodied.
Okay. When you are up.
Okay.
Tim, you are on deck.
Okay.
I'm going to...
And she is not restrained anymore.
Oh, okay. Goodness. Great.
She is still taking 5 ongoing fire.
Jeez.
But not restrained.
We need to get her out of there, though.
Not much she can do.
Run away!
Yeah, okay.
Well, she still has a minor left. She could actually just go ahead. She'll use her minor to quaff a healing potion.
Okay.
Yes, she can. Which helps her a bit more.
Okay. I'm going to do Eldritch Blast against Snake Lady.
Okay.
And I don't. I totally miss.
That's right, Maggie. You've grown.
All right. Tim, you're up.
Unfortunately.
Okay, also, the big dude is now marked by Ella, because that healing strike marks her target until the end of her next turn.
Alright, in that case, if anybody else is marking him, their mark goes away.
I believe my mark is on her, but...
Well, would your mark have still been there?
No, actually it wouldn't have.
Because I do stuff with it.
Right.
I crit on her.
Yay.
Alright,
so...
That would be maximum damage.
Oh, well. 31.
Okay.
And my minor is... She's grabbed. My minor is still to sustain my limitation.
Okay.
But I can't move because I moved the hand, so... Take that!
Oh, and I started in the consecrated ground. Is it still consecrated or not?
Yes, it is, but it only heals you if you're bloodied.
Ah, okay.
So you can cut yourself until you're bloodied, and then
it'll heal you 10 points.
You have been burning a minor action to sustain the hand, right?
No, because last time I asked about the Bigby's hand, you said it lasted as a conjured creature, and you could sustain it as an attack.
Okay.
So no, I've never done that. Now, if I have him grabbed, I would use a minor to make the attack.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're right. I think the sustain minor is to grab.
Because that's where the actual damage comes in, after the standard attack. Because I had to use the standard to actually make it work, but I had to use a move to actually move it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a conjured creature.
Right. You are correct. Alright, cool. New round. Varric, you are up.
The Who being bloodied and healing. I'm no longer bloodied. Wait, let me check that. Yes, I'm no longer bloodied now.
Yay!
It's a heavy fig.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I know.
It's a ridiculously heavy fig.
I'm compensating. Well, what do you want?
Eric is up, then Sarek is on deck.
She's no longer restrained.
Yeah.
Okay. How many squares away is the guy?
1, 2, 3, 4.
4? Okay. Move me up to him. So that's a move action.
Yeah, I wish you wouldn't stick your face right next to my foot. Keep kicking you.
That recharge when he went down. So I'll hit him. Move up. Hit him with Oath of Enmity. And then I'll try my covering attack on him. Does a 23 hit his AC?
Yes, it does.
Alrighty. That brutal 17 points of damage to the big guy. And Ella is adjacent to him and can shift 2 squares. She's no longer restrained, so she can do so. So she will shift back 2 squares.
Here?
Yes, to be in the consecrated grounds.
That's what I thought.
And to be away from him. That's what Varric does. Now what Varric's got is his at-will stuff. And now he's marked by me now. Right. So
temporarily.
Until you get up to it.
Sarah, you're up.
Okay. Minor to give range actions.
Okay.
Rend will attack the big guy with a bite, sure. What the hell? And unless his AC just suddenly dropped to 11,
Ty is on deck.
Okay.
Then I will move. And
how did you do the coup de grace?
They have to be helpless.
So yeah, he's helpless.
Oh, it just you hit him automatically and you crit. You do crit damage, whatever crit is.
He's not getting back up.
To the center of the pack. And we'll proceed to miss.
Okay. Kaya. On,
21.
And if that's half his, if that's his bloody value, it does. It kills him, but I don't think that's going to be his bloody value.
Depends on how far negative he was, but to start.
Let's see what his. No, his bloody value is actually 26.
Then she burns an action point, does it again. Well, it's not going to be 21 this time. It's only going to be 17 this time.
If that takes him.
He has to go, actually, negative is bloodied. Is that right? Mm-hmm. He's not actually dead yet.
Dang it! I just don't want another mass cure to go off.
You could have dragged him into the consecrated crown and he'd start taking damage in the beginning of every.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that, but I don't know if he would. I mean, he's not conscious.
Okay. Let's see. One dad gets to go.
And she can actually attack with anything, any kind of attack.
Yeah.
Any power.
Her martial strike is the.
Is sufficient.
Yeah. I didn't want to waste the encounter.
Alrighty. Let's see here. Alright, Wintad, what do you got for me?
Well, he's marked by Sarek now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, these people didn't go down as quickly as they hoped.
You should put your mark on him and leave it there if you. Probably. Because you go right after I do.
In that case, he will attack Sarek. Does a 27 hit you, Sarek?
Yeah.
Congratulations. We're now on fire.
Yeah. Woo! I like being on fire. Yeah.
Take 11 points of damage and 5 ongoing fire.
And. Oh, wait. Okay. Dex modifier of 2. Because of Furious Valiant, I can slide him when I became bloodied by an attack by him. And actually, no, I won't even do that. I took 11 points of damage. I will use the Wolverine's Hide to reduce that by 4, so I go 7. And that doesn't make me bloodied. So,
okay.
Like some creepy goblin thing next to your mage.
It's a kobold. It's his kobold servant, Vic.
Don't kobold servant.
Now it's Ibrahim's turn.
I also have 2 bodyguards, a dwarf and a gnome. The dwarf is constantly not wearing bands, and the gnome doesn't know how to talk quietly.
I don't want bodyguards like that.
Alright.
Yeah, funny thing is, he's a cohort, He has more hit points than I do. Because I'm a mage.
Now that happens, though. That's why mages, when they get cohorts, is I think that's easier.
All right. Ibbard tries to fire cohort or Lance of Faith Sarek, but will probably miss because she hits a 10 versus reflex.
Yeah, that misses.
And then Ella is up.
Okay. Ella uses a minor to sustain the thing. Move action to move it.
Oh, okay, yeah. Excellent.
She'll move it 3 squares over, so it is on the big guy.
So instead of it being this edge, it is now this edge.
Precisely.
Yeah, we totally need that computer screen.
That was sweet, dude.
Yes.
That was so
cool. You know, John said he could build a cheap-ass version of that, but it would be so hilarious because it would be like a monitor.
Ella's right there.
Yes.
And then...
And as a standard action...
Over in the corner.
In the corner.
She'll trigger her...
Go back.
She'll trigger her
this
close...
Way. Right there.
She'll trigger her close first 5, which I think it's everyone but Tim.
No, they were...
Right about here.
Yeah.
Alright, close first 5. Everyone but Tim, all allies, gain +2 power bonus to AC until the end of the encounter with Shield of Fate.
There you go, Maggie. That's your bet.
And that's her turn. Okay. So everybody, your tech Tim, your AC's up by 2.
Okay.
Gwen, you're up. Tim, okay. You're on deck.
I am going to do Eldritch Blast on... Lothian.
We don't like Lothian tonight, apparently.
The guy that is short and needs to go. Whoever that is.
You realize he's already on the ground, right?
So?
Okay.
He's not dead, is he?
Not quite.
Okay. Then. Okay.
Well, he's helpless. So you automatically will coup de grace.
Yeah, so it's...
You do that with a range attack?
Yeah.
Nice. All right, max damage.
I believe so. Let me double check.
So what is that? Let's see.
You can coup de grace against a helpless 14. Enemy adjacent to you. Use any attack power you could normally use against the enemy, including a basic attack.
She'd have to move one.
She'd have to move to boost.
So you can just slide up.
You move up to it.
Okay, so I move up.
All right.
And then you just do...
What's your max damage?
14.
That'd be 14 plus 2d6.
D6, yeah.
19.
Which puts him at -60, which is past his bloody. He's dead.
Now we can remove him from this.
Excellent!
So I walk up and go, boom!
Yes.
Yay.
Alright, Tim, you're up.
Alright, well, I'm instead of moving, so I will sustain the hand to do damage over there, sustain my levitation. So the hand... Damage. We'll just take care of that first. Where did you go, you freaking card there? 13.
To hit what?
No, there's 13 points of damage on the snake, dude.
On the
snake lady.
Snake lady. Serpentina.
Yeah. Icy, deathy damage.
We could just call her Diana. That would work.
And then I'm going to magic missile. No, I'm not. well, I don't know. Maybe. Probably not, though. Is his reflex a 15 or lower?
No.
Sad.
All right. We're at the top of new round.
Tim is sad.
So enmity on him until the end of this turn.
If an enemy is not marked, it's super. Okay.
Just lets me roll 2 dice to hit him.
Right.
Until the end of my next turn. I triggered it last turn, so. Beric will be Leaping Strike on the guy.
Die, demon!
Assuming a 29 hits him.
Yes.
Um, doing... Do-do... 15 points of damage to the big guy.
Anything else?
Nope.
Sarek, you're up. Kaya, you're on deck.
Okay. Right.
Is your other dog outside?
No, Pogo's at the vet for now. Oh. He's undergoing behavioral
modification.
I wish it was behavior modification, but behavioral analyzing or something or other.
Brainwashing.
I wish. He should be coming back tonight, so. He's been there for like 3 days.
He's controlling?
Yeah. Well, because he... If he doesn't get better and we can't get control of him, he's going elsewhere. Mm-hmm. So
he's a little... Help.
He's a little... Yeah. Part of that's being a puppy. Part of that is just being nutty.
I was going to say, he's a little dangerous.
Yeah.
He doesn't calm down a little.
Well, he has no respect for Robin at all. He has barely any respect for me. But he has no respect for poor Robin.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not just nipping, he's biting.
Mm-hmm. Well, he bit me when I was here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's trying to... It's because he doesn't have any respect.
Mm-hmm.
And we put him on his back, and for now he just thinks it's a game.
Mm-hmm.
So.
33 versus AC.
I mean, when Maggie gets playing, if she accidentally nips one of us,
yes.
She stops. So she's like, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just too... He's not... I don't think he's dangerous in the sense of he wants to be dangerous, like poor Jinx, but I just think he is stubborn.
11 points of damage.
We'll see what she says.
Okay.
That's all we can do.
I take 5 from the being on fire. I go bloodied.
He's our charity case, so.
What's that?
He's our charity case.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want him to be put to sleep either. He's not like he's...
He's not a bad dog.
No, he just needs somebody who can focus a lot of attention on him and be like...
He needs, I was going to say, he needs somebody that can just do...
Constant, yeah.
Right, one-on-one deal.
And we can do some of it, but we can't do constant. We'll see. At some point, we can't use... We were using the shock collar on Maggie, and that was working.
Mm-hmm.
But then she got her infection.
Right.
So we can't use that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. We might try
save versus being on fire.
At some point.
Yay!
So, minor, I will...
I mean, it's not that bad if she doesn't...
Give her
she's
into
been
action.
Kind of weird lately, so...
Yeah,
Maggie. She's been trying to book out the front door.
Bite the big dude.
Like it's not,
and
it's not like she's tearing up stuff and we're not here. But she just doesn't want us to leave, or she wants us. She wants to go with us everywhere. It's like,
all right,
sorry, I can't.
He's up.
All right. Well, Kai is going to charge the big demon thing.
All
right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. And since she can use Martial Strike as a basic attack, and at the end of a charge you do a basic attack, she's going to do that.
Alrighty.
So you're charging up to here?
Right.
Is there a way she could get here?
Not through the charge. I guess she could just move.
You
let's see.
Move.
1, 2, 3, 4. Actually, she'll do that instead. She'll surround him. Mm-hmm. She'll just punch him in the back.
Because that gets her flanking and it gives... Barrack flanking.
And that's a lot, so I'm just going to... 31 to hit. For his armor class.
That will hit him. Alrighty.
And he is not disrupted.
Let's see.
He's already disrupted.
And okay. He takes damage from being in the...
And I'm not sure how much it is.
It's 6+3.
Okay, that works. 4. We won't tell you that one.
She's done her holy word. Would that increase it by another 5, or is that just on her healing stuff?
That's just
healing stuff. Okay.
But it is radiant.
That's okay.
It's like, whatever, I don't care about your damn radiant.
Whatever.
This isn't a demon, this is something else. The pissed off angel.
This is an angel that thinks Gabriel was a bitch, so.
That is one thing they did with the 4th edition. They said, angels aren't necessarily good. Mm-hmm. They're servants of God. Or gods.
Gods, yes.
Or demons. Or whatever happens
whatever
to be in charge.
Right. All right.
So I guess he could be an angel.
He will make his attack on Sarek. And does a 25 hit you, Sarek?
Yes.
13 points of damage, and you're on fire again.
Oh, jeez.
We don't have a lot of the chaos dust, but next time we fight something that's going to cause us to catch on fire, we might use the chaos dust on
something.
Our fighters.
Right.
Ibbard tries to escape the grasp.
Okay.
And I'm sure she did it.
16 or 19?
She rolled a 19 over a 20.
Okay, she made it.
She made it, whatever she tried.
The hand's like, that's okay, coming after you.
What's going on?
The hand's trying to grab the snake lady in inappropriate ways.
He took more damage, and he's on fire.
And now he's surrounded.
Right.
Ready.
It's all good.
Oh, now he's surrounded.
Okay. Yeah. It's all right.
Okay. He's probably going to explode. That's what I would do if I was a surrounded demon.
I would say you two start hosing on the chicky poo.
Yep.
That's what we're doing.
Hopefully I'm going to hit her this time. She already rolled, so.
She still hasn't gotten bloodied.
Nope.
Hopefully she will be soon.
And Ella is out of healing stuff at this point.
Ella should just go.
Changes.
Oh, God.
She sheds her skin and becomes a snake.
Oh, lovely.
And then proceeds.
To leave!
To leave.
What?
She climbs up the wall and over into the roof and is gone.
He's like, see ya!
Oh, man.
Hey, sweet. We can fight her later. We're gonna wait.
Yeah, well, she'll pop up again, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Whore.
Some point.
Curse.
They're off.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess we all get to platoon this guy.
Mm-hmm.
My hand's like, oh. Oh.
Marker, please.
She runs away.
Bitch. Bitch.
Yeah, she is.
I don't know. I think her master might go down, so I'd probably run away too.
Ever, bitch.
Well, I was going to say, we could let Wuntan go and.
go after her.
Now that you're wounded, we would like to take your equipment. Please strip down to your skivvies.
And then run after his minion.
You don't even get the shoes. We get the shoes.
Ella is up.
Ella is up? Oh.
Now, we can't let this guy go. He'd show up in our sleep.
Oh, I know.
Hanging out. He'd be like, hello.
I was going to say, he just might be more pissed at her right now than, you know.
He'd be like, hey, what you doing?
I like to watch you while you sleep.
You want a soda pop?
Doubtfully a 12 will hit that thing's reflex, so.
He's going to be really pissed off when he knows that the chaos weapons aren't really worth all this.
When?
Okay, no. I rolled a 24.
And Ella's still on fire.
Against reflex.
She should fall on the ground and roll around.
Keep rolling fines to stop her. Help her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't forget he's cursed.
Is she about bloody?
Yeah.
She should step at least into her own consecrated ground so she gets a benefit
11.
When she does go bloody.
Did he roll the damage for the curse?
No, I didn't.
For the curse.
There.
So
14.
All right. Tim, you're up.
Well, my hand creeps over there. as a move action. Yay. As my minor action, I'll sustain the levitation, and then I'll try to crit on him again. And I won't. But... let's see here. What's the point? 15. I'm assuming a 15. Well, no, he's... is he... no. I guess I don't get the flanking bonus left.
No.
So probably 15 won't hit.
No, Uma.
Hi. Got glue in your eye.
And that means new round of combat. Barrett, you're up.
Does a 16 hit his AC? Does a 16 hit his armor? Sorry, an 18 hit his armor class?
No.
Okay, so I'll wave my axe at him.
Does Ella's bonus include the consecrated ground? So it would be 10 points of healing if you're bloodied now? Okay.
That is a healing power. That's a healing keyword, so yes.
Okay, so I jump up to 29 to drop down to 24.
You
because
went,
I was on fire.
Did Skippy have his turn this round already?
Not yet.
No, he has not.
No,
he did take damage last round.
Did you roll it?
First Sarah goes, then Kaya goes.
D6 plus 4.
Then Wintad goes.
Oh. Instead of 4 damage last round, he would have taken 5.
All right.
And
that one extra point of damage might actually be important at some point in the future.
Totem's Rain and Rend will get actions this time just because. Um, 27 versus AC.
That will hit him.
Dice.
Yeah.
No more for you.
18 points of damage.
Sweet.
Just pretend he took
and then we just
your drink.
Sit there and pound the crap out of him until he's totally mushed.
Ethan
will
pass me
no. Depends. Is he dead yet?
I just killed. I just knocked him dead. Or knocked him down.
In fact, he is. He is down.
Here.
Well, in that case, there you go. The big guy just went down?
Yes.
Woo-hoo.
And just to make sure. Stat.
Gamers Haven and the Vorpal Network, in association with Pinnacle Entertainment Group, present. A Thousand Monkeys Production.
Deadlands. Enough room to die.
An actual play recording of Deadlands Reloaded. Available for download at www.CanadianCrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Tolus, Arcana Evolved, and the Knight of Dissolution are copyright Monty J. Cook, all rights reserved, and are used with permission. Music used herein is copyright Martian Love Secrets and is used with permission, and Dungeons & Dragons is copyright Wizards of the Coast, all rights reserved. For more information on the recording and the copyrighted material contained within, please visit our website at www.CanadianCrusaders.com. This has been a Thousand Monkeys production, and content is released under a Creative Commons non-commercial, no derivatives, share-alike 3.0 United States license, all rights reserved. This is the Vorpal Network.